15. Jesse didn't slow down, just kept going down Grove to Forest Avenue, where he made a turn that might have been classified as illegal if the one making it wasn't the chief of police. Then he pulled up at the corner of Grove and Forest, with a clear view of 18 Grove, and reviewed his limited options, none of which he considered great at the moment. He could drive back up the street and do what he'd come over here to do and question Crow. But if he did that, just walked up and rang the bell or knocked on the front door, Molly would likely think he was checking up on her, like an overprotective father. Or a boss who had specifically told her to stay away from Wilson Cromarty. Maybe she was just following up on what Blair Richmond had told Jesse about Crow having come calling. And if Jesse showed up, it would appear, in the best possible light, as if he wasn't allowing Molly to do her job and handle this on her own. Whether he'd told her to stay away from Crow or not. He sat in the Explorer and waited. He was good at it. Waiting. It was past 6 o'clock by now. The time between the end of the afternoon and the beginning of the evening. The sky gone dark, the wind suddenly at a howl, announcing the imminent arrival of a storm, the way the black clouds over the ocean had done the exact same thing over the past hour. The kind of storm, Jesse knew, that was like a message, that there was an occasional bill presented for living in a setting like this, and for everyone to be ready when it came due. Then the rain was all around him, followed by explosions of thunder and lightning, the force of the wind already making Jesse worry about power outages and downed trees and wires in the night ahead. He turned on his wipers and felt the Explorer shake, and thought about Molly Crane, hoping that she was at the rented house only on police business and not personal. She had sworn to Jesse, every time the subject of Crow had come up over the years, that what had happened between them would never happen again, with him or anyone else, that she would never again cheat on Michael, that she wouldn't risk her marriage a second time. Jesse believed her. Maybe it was because he wanted to believe her, and maybe because there was no other person in his life, not Sonny, not even his own son, about whom he cared more, for whom he wanted only good things. But perhaps her vow about Crow was easy to make because she never thought she would see him again, that when he'd left paradise the last time, he'd left for good. And yet here he was. Here she was. Here were they all. She was Jesse's best friend. In so many ways, all the big ways, she was the best friend he'd ever had in his life. She had saved his job more than once, and maybe his life. Molly Crane, friend, deputy, wife, mother. Somehow the wind was blowing even harder from the east than it was before. More lightning exploded, feeling closer than ever, as if it had targeted Grove Street. More thunder followed, shaking the Explorer again. Molly Crane, halfway down the block with Crow. He sat there for another half hour, and then finally put the Explorer in gear, took a left on Grove, away from the rented house and headed for home, thinking this might be one of those nights when he wanted a drink more than others. Perfect storm.